Easy to find the sif. Rolling a sim kufnun vav. You're about to start sif dalet. The person when he works, he should do it. His financial interaction with people should be with munah. Hainu shalom yimotzib isker shum gezel b'tarmis. There should be no elements of impropriety, stealing, fooling people. Magalmazeh shaylin lo da'adim b'shas adin k'moshem rechazel. Chazel, we ask the person. Did you act when you're in your business dealings? Did you act properly? Okay. There are many mitzvahs which are relevant, but for whatever reason, the Shulchan Aruch does not discuss them. I'm going to bring all of them. Okay. That's what's going to happen. So it's a lot of different points he's going to be reading over the next section. The Magen Rambam quotes many of them. From the Rambam and other Rishonim, Kain Chamam and Hanhogas Tovus and Muskarim and Divrei Chazal. There are things which Chazal say is proper to do. Kain Lo'echto Gam Kain Lahatik Mixus Me'ad Devarim Poy. I'm going to quote some of them. Okay, Kasev Ramba, first one. Perak Vav Mechuz Deis Halacha Beis. Mitzvah said he dubik the Chachamim with some of them. There's a mitzvah say in the Torah to connect to Chachamim. Kedei Lumoed Mimaseim. By doing so, you're going to learn good lessons. Kinyan Shenemar Uboy Sidbuk. You should connect to Hashem. You should cleave to Hashem. Literally, you should connect to Hashem. Chiyev Shalal Odom Lahis Dabik B'Shchina. How can you connect to the Shchina, to the presence of Hashem? Alakachamar Chachamim Deferish Mitzvah. The Chachamim explained that. What does it mean? He dovek bechachamim u'samendeim, connect with the chachamim and the talmidim of the chachamim. Fichasarach adam lishtadol shiyis abas tamachachem. It would be proper to marry the daughter of a tamachachem. V'yasibit to the tamachachem. Marry your daughter off to a tamachachem. V'lechol belishrosim a talmid chachamim. Enjoy them for meals. Basas pragmatil talmid chachamim. V'lischaber hamachamim nichibur. Do your business dealings with them, and any type of connection you can make with them, you should do so. Shemar uladov kaboy. This is a quote from the Rambam. So Mishnah Berurah now quotes, "Vavre chachamim is zechar the kol nehenemi sudas tamachochem shor b'slecha." If a person joins a meal where tamachochem is present, kol nehenemi ziv b'shchina, it's equivalent of enjoying the presence of the shchina. Because the parakvom halacha gimel mitzvah al kol adam leavis kolachem yisob kigufa. And second mitzvah, so the first mitzvah is boy tidbok. Second one is the mitzvah of ava for another Jew. To every other Jew like yourself, another lover another Jew like yourself, Kshenemer v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. If you're sorry, l'saper b'shivchoi, you need to talk about him positively. I'm skipping the brackets for a second. V'lochos ha'mamoner, be concerned about the damage to his money. Kasher chos ha'mamon atzmoi b'ritzim chodatzim, just like you care about your money. And you want to get covered, you should want to give to somebody else. And this is such an important mitzvah that the opposite of that, a person who would use, when somebody's embarrassed, an opportunity, he should get covered, he will take advantage of that, so he loses his portion in the world to come. Now, I want to go back to the brackets. So he says you should talk about this person positively, you should say his praises. Mishabur points out in the brackets, if they sign of Osir, Shlo Yaboyer, the Saber Gilusay, Shom Perak Bom, Hilchos Deis. However, there's one exception. If you're talking with people who do not like him, and the more positive you say about him, the more they're going to respond with something negative. Yeah, he's such a great guy. No, he's not. He does this and this and this and this. And this. So you were causing them to say Lashon Hara and insult him more. So just, it'd be better you should keep your mouth shut. Now, he says there is a mitzvah to say something positive about him and not under those circumstances. Zakti Mishnah Berurah, that's the quote from the Rambam. Now, Mishnah Berurah clarifies it a little more, but Davka Re'echa b'Petar b'Mitzvahs, this halach applies to somebody who is your Re'a, which Chazal Darshan means that you are co-patriots in keeping Tar Mitzvahs. Abul Adam Rasha, Sharoa, Yisra, Shabra, Vera, Mufazemetz, B'Yisra, Abul Akibel, Techacha, Mitzvah, L'Sanoyser. If you've seen him do something improper, and you've pointed out to him that it's improper to do, and he refuses to take the message, and it's something which is known to people that it's improper to do. So if a person can't, shrug it off, he's done something which is improper, which he realizes is improper. So then there's a mitzvah to actually not only not love him, but there's a mitzvah to halom esenach Hashem esno miskamach esketot. There's a mitzvah to have a negative emotions to him. You should not be happy with him. You should be negative to him. You should hate him. Okay. Next, that's mitzvah number two. Mitzvah number three, Avos Ager Sheni Skayer, there's a mitzvah to love a ger, above and beyond loving a member of a Klai Yisrael, but specifically to a ger. Shnei mitzvahs Asei Heim, there are two mitzvahs. Shnei Maboy Gam mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, Vahavta Mitzvah Ger. So besides the mitzvah of Ahava to any Jew, there's a separate mitzvah on top of that, Vahavta Mitzvah Ger, beloved the ger. So you get two mitzvahs. Hasad Echem Yisob Aliboy, Erbel Lysas, Hashanah Lysisah Zachicha Bilbavecho. If a person has hatred to somebody, which he hides from him, the Torah says that there's a law in the Torah of hating somebody in a hidden way. Because if you hate him in a way which is obvious to him, he can protect himself from you. So what you're doing is wrong, but you're not adding another layer of fooling him. But if you do it bilvavecho, that's also. Now, v'hamakas chaber v'makar v'enu avi b'labzeh. If he does it openly by attacking him physically or insulting him, so it's clear what he's doing. He said, not over the law, but he says, "Zechicha b'vavecho." But Elohu, every mishum lo yosif lakosoy, there's a law on the Torah of hitting somebody. Mechayev for every mishum lo suddenly says, "Amis." So there's an issue of hurting somebody with words. V'mechlima b'zeh, if he also embarrassed him, every gam kana mishum lo sisal of chet, he's over this lo sisal of chet. Okay, so we have that's his fourth and fifth mitzvahs.
Question.
Yes.
So what if you know a quote unquote fellow Jew who's robbed you, and then you have no way of getting the money back, and they're not giving the money back?
So that's a hard question, because if a person is negei b'dover, but assuming that it's clearly something which is obvious that was. The Morris point over there is that if I witness a Jew doing something improper, which I know that he knows it's improper, I or others have spoken about it to stop doing it, and he knows that he continues to do it, under the circumstances, even though he knows it, so then there's a mitzvah in the Torah to hate him. But if I'm the gay b'dover, because maybe there's more to the story, maybe he has an argument why he believes it's he has a right to it, so... That's hard to get involved in that. But over the point over here is something which there's no way to be matzik what he's doing. So there's a mitzvah techach in the Torah. So what is this mitzvah? So you know, it means give the guy techach, give him, you should rebuke him if he does something improper. The Rambam says, besides that, the pshat in the pasuk, which Ramban and Chumash says that's pshat in the pasuk also, and the Rambam in Hosdeus learns it's pshat in the pasuk. Reuben does something bad to Shimon. So, if Shimon, you know, controlling himself, not being, you know, leaving the set aside for a second, goes up to Reuben and is like, "Why'd you do that?" You might be able to talk it through and realize, you know, there was a mistake, or he thought he had a valid reason, and you could talk it through and remove the hatred which is there. But if you keep it inside of yourself, you're going to end up having tainus in him. So there's a mitzvah of the Torah to discuss it with him and try and clarify why he did it. And as opposed to bearing a grudge against him and being upset at him, this way will remove that. We need to discuss with him so that I can get out of my system. Now, you shouldn't come in a way where you're attacking him verbally. Should be done privately, in a gentle way. That also applies to something doing something wrong. That's in every Yom Kippurim. So there's a mitzvah to try and appease somebody, etc. To talk, and there's a mitzvah that talks about that's the Tavresh Vov. Tavresh Ches talks about the mitzvah of Techacha, of rebuking somebody who's done something improper. Chayvadim lehizor be yisamim v'almanas afilu hem ashirim gedolim. People which are yisamim, or a woman who's a widow, even if they're wealthy. V'chol ha-makditin or ha-machisin or ha-yichim liban, a person who irritates them, gets them angry, hurts their heart, hurts them in some way, or redobahem, or takes advantage of them, or even reminds them, or causes them to lose money. So that much more so, if a person would actually hit them or curse them. Now, that which he's giving them pain is because for his the individual who's paining benefit. Let's say Avol Kashino Isan Harav Lumutar Umaniyo is Alikum Der Kishar. The Rebbe gives the kid some mussar. So the kid's very pained. Yeah, but he needs to be trained to act properly, or to teach him a business even, some type of a craft. So mutter. But Afal Bikain Al Loyina Behemin Kolodom. But you still can't deal with them like other people, because the nature is that they're more sensitive. Whether they're lacking a father or a mother. Now, at what age did they grow out of being yosemim? You know, he's 37 years old, doesn't have a mother, so he's a yosem. You know what I mean? He's lacking his mother, but we wouldn't have this prohibition of. So what's the answer? Ashla yutzrichim la'odim l'hisamech alav l'amin l'tap of b'hem. He reaches the age of full independence. He's fully independent. So normally that those roles, till that age, the roles are played by the parents. So he doesn't have that. In that sense, he's a yosem. He reaches the age where he doesn't need that anymore. He's a fully independent individual, like an adult. So then he doesn't have the extra layer of chumrah of being a yosem. Okay. Mr. Burr is going to discuss the very basic isser of rechilas and lashon hara. Amaraga b'chaber ever b'loisase shenemar l'sela rocha b'amecho. The person is over the isser of rechilas. So what is that? Ezer rechilas rocha. What is a rochil? Says she turned the worm v'halach mizel l'zeh. He takes information from one person to another. V'omer kach amar ploini kach shemati aploini. This is what Pliny has said, this is what Pliny has done, or heard about Pliny doing. This is some way he's undermining the relationship between Reuben and Shimon, let's say, by telling Shimon what Reuben is supposedly doing to damage Shimon. So he's telling Shimon how Reuben's acting against Shimon, so that damages the relationship between Reuben and Shimon. That's Rechilas. Now, Al Bishu Emes, raise a marker with the Olam. Even if it might be true, he's destroying the world. This is the language of the Rabbi Yonah, if I recall correctly. There's another variant which is even more chomer, included in this lav. Bahu lashon hara. So lashon hara is not tattletaling between two people. It's rather just saying negative about somebody. Saying something negative about people, even though it's the truth, goes into this sort of lashon hara. If a person takes it to the next level and says Motzi Shemra, it's even worse. He's being Motzi Shemra, he's publicizing a negative name about somebody. Okay, now, Hamasabad the Borom Shagarim in Nishmo Ish Mipi Ish, Lahazik Khaverbe, Gufa Bamuene, Vilo Hotzaloy Lafkito. If he says over information, which it becomes publicized, will cause a person damage, either physical or financial or emotional, erez lashon hara, that also goes into the lashon hara, even though it's not negative at all. But if this becomes known, it's going to cause him some type of an issue. That also goes into sort of using your mouth for a negative result. So this deserves more conversations at the Chofetz Chaim. Take a look over there in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Okay. Another law in the Torah which a person has to be aware of is do not maintain and continue a fight. Do not act like Karach did, that he instead of giving in, he felt his cover was on the line and he held on to the fight. So don't do that. Even if a fight has started, be willing to give and let it, remove the fight. And look at Mechaber, a person who takes revenge, is our real alive in the Torah. Shemar Lasikam Lasitar. So this is the Torah of Lasikam, which is to take revenge, and Lasitar is to bear a grudge. Even though I don't do anything against them, just the fact that I have the grudge in my heart is an Isser. Kate said, Omer Loi, Hashilene Kardumoch, Kardumcha, lend me your axe. Well, I wrote, so the fellow refuses. Reuben asked Shimon, can I borrow your axe? Shimon says, no. Is it? Are you busy with it? No. I don't want to lend it to you. That's it. All right. So that's not a very nice interaction. Now, v'lamocher armaloi hashileni ma'agoloch. Come Shimon to Reuben. I want to borrow your scythe. So this Shimon is quite a mechutzit, right? Yesterday he refused to lend something to Reuben. Without any explanation, no good reason, just because he doesn't want to lend it to him. Now he's coming and asked the bar from Reuven something, right? So we can understand that the person would feel negative. Well, Tara says, if he says, Omer lo eni mashilcha kaderach shalahi she'el toni, I refuse to lend to you just like you did not lend to me. You're zuin nekima, that's taking revenge. Now, the case of the Gemara is a case of financial damage. He needs to borrow something, and he's refusing to lend it to him, so they have to go out and buy it, or borrow it, etc., whatever, to pay for it. So there's some element of finance involved. What about the more common cases of revenge are with words, or with hitting, or just snubbing him publicly, etc.? What about that? The case of the Isser of Nekima is not limited to the case you just said where there's a loan of an item involved. The Halav Kalim Ksibakra doesn't say anything possible about Dafka, that situation. Alafila Sharmam and the Halav Kalim Nino, anything which is a financial bite back, even though it's not the Kalim, is a problem. So if a person wants, I want to borrow money, the one who's asked refuses, and then the one who's asked later on comes to ask to borrow money himself. So refusing to give him a loan is Isser Lusika. Lamadashim was army social in the way last stock of Gilson and Bishwil Shalay also who emoy, Shazayan Kimansha. You cannot refuse to give him any service that you normally would give somebody because he's acted improperly to you. Now, that's Isser of revenge. Let's say he said, yeah, I'll lend it to you. Hey, Lucha, here it is. You know, I'm not like you. I lend things. So I'm lending it to him. And I was pointing out, you know, that the guy's, you know, that he's
a lowlife.
Lowlife. So that the Torah is Zohi Natira. That's his sort of bearing a grudge. So you need to move on. And instead of getting stuck, you need to move on and say, you know what? He didn't lend it to me. Fine. Right now, if I'm able to lend it to him, I'll lend it to him. And I don't have to rub it in that, you know, I'm different than him. And by doing so, he's indicating that he's holding on to he's bearing a grudge, and that's also. The Chinuch does say there doesn't have to be immediate. Right? That's, we understand that a person needs some time to process. Kshayavas manma is the language of the chinuch. You know, after some time passes, you need to move on. You know, so the, you know, the guy comes to me in my face right now and says, by the way, can I borrow the car? Like, you know, I'm not mechuyav to do that. We're not expecting the person to be an emotionless individual. But there's a point that you need to give it a little bit of time, a few days, whatever it is, and say, you know what, whatever it was, I'm moving on. And then if it makes sense to lend it to him, I'll lend it to him. It's a real process of removing it. There's a famous maaseh, the two famous maaseh with Rav Moshe, that a person came to Rav Moshe. A person came to Rav Moshe for help with getting a smicha. And this person had, prior to that, written something negative about Rav Moshe. Right? So Moshe, you know, helped him. Simon said, "Do you know who that is?" He says, "Yes, I do." So why are you helping him? He says, "Because I said, Hareinu Moichel. When I created my nighttime, so I'm always Moichel. I'm always Moichel. So now he needs help. I'll give him help." So that's quite a madrega. Okay. Yeah. Oyman says, Ein Gimel. And another mitzvah the Rambam talks about is a mitzvah. He's fadus of the Hashem. There's a mitzvah vidui. Shenemar, he's fadus eschatos som. Okay, so those are some of the says which the Shulchan doesn't really clarify the halachas. So I'm just pointing them out. The Mishnah Berura bechelik loisa say we have loisa says that which are not clarified. There's a law in the Torah to eat and drink gluttonously when a person's young. So Chazal Darshan, the Torah gives a punishment called Ben Saramari Skaiv Skila. You cannot give a punishment unless there's a warning in the Torah somewhere. Where's the warning in the Torah? It says, what does it mean? Do not eat in such a way which it will cause bloodshed. It's referring to the prohibition of eating like the Ben Saramara, which is Chayav Misa. Now, even though after the age, there's a very limited window when the mitzvah, the halacha Ben Saramara applies to. And this doesn't come many times till later. Even though it's not going to get Misa, but it's definitely something which is improper to do. So the Torah is clearly defining that eating gluttonously is something which is totally improper to the point that we, under circumstances, we would have to punish him. Raman Nichol calls that mitzvah, I say, Kedoshim Tiyu. There's also a positive mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. Be holy, Ein Shom. Okay, Ayotzer Dabur Meguna Mepiv. A person should not speak with low class language. Dabur Meguna, speaking you things which are improper to speak about. Shouldn't lower himself to that. Mitzvah Sanitesh Shalohach Shal Tamba Derech. There's this in the Torah of being machshel somebody. Which means do not give him bad advice. Shemar believes the evil of Sitzin Mikshal. Sigiling enough again. This is not discussed very clearly anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot in the Torah of the Tibbul Sitta Mikshal. I think I mentioned to you once, the one where Rebbein pointed out, some of the Quran clear the following question. Let's say you physically put a stumbling block in front of somebody, a person who doesn't have good eyesight, and he puts an object there, and the person comes by, and he trips and he falls and he hurts himself. Right? Are you over this? Or at least you're listening to the Mikshel. So, yeah, we understand Chazal Darshan to mean conceptual Mikshalim, but the physical Mikshal obviously is included. So he said possibly not. The Mikshel Chinuch assumes that that's true, that he were over that, at least you're listening to Mikshel. So how did Chazal know the Darshan this other Pshat then? Maybe all the posts are talking about a physical stumbling block. I think we're talking about this conceptual mitzvah, veira, bad advice. So he said, if you look at the pasuk, it's clear. The Hebrew word for placing something is sima. Would be the proper way of writing it. If you're talking about putting a physical stumbling block, you should not be mesim, you should not be... Sita means to give. So that's where Chazal understands giving means you're giving him advice, or you're goading him into a situation where he's going to do something. So you're interacting with the person. That's a nesina. But physically placing something in front of him is not nesina. It's sima. That's how we darshan that. So this is the Torah lifting to Mikshol, which deserves a major conversation. But he can't get involved in that. No space in the page. Yisrael Malach tells us chanifis, the person should be careful not to make too much, too many jokes, or chanifis don't flatter people. Chayyukam yisheker b'tachlis arichuk, person should stay away from falsehood as far as possible. Ach, b'bnei ha'sholem mutar l'shanas. It is permitted to change the truth if it's going to cause machloikas. In order to maintain the peace, you're allowed to change the truth. In a conversation with the high school boy of the Shabbos, I asked him, there's a Rebbe who, his line is that all the stories that he tells, he only makes up true stories.
He only makes up true stories,
right? So the kids think it's very funny. This is one of the Rebbeim. That's a line that he always says. The kids think it's very cute. I only make up true stories. So I asked him, is it possible to have a true story that you can make up a true story? So he said, I don't think so. So I said, I gave him the following question. Let's say you have a person moves in, the new boy joins your class, comes from a different country, and a different culture, and like a different thought process. In that country, the word yes means no, and the word no means yes. Now you like him very much, and he asked him one day, do you like me? So what do you say? So you say yes, he thinks you don't like him. If you say yes, he hears the word no. You've answered honestly, yes, you like him very much. If you say no, you're lying. But he hears that you like him very much. So what should you say? So the poor kid was like stumbled on that one. If they were listening to the Mikshel, right? So the kid said, you should say no. I said, that's the right answer. Because the main thing, but the Chazal understood the main thing is not the words, but the message. The message has to be true. So in the head of being Meshalim B'nei Darkei Sholem doesn't mean that I can lie something. I really hit the guy's guts, but I read something, I'm going to fight with him, I'm just going to lie. There's no head. The point is, right, husband's wife sends the husband to take care of something, you know, and he forgets. She says, oh, you don't love me. Now, he loves her very much. He happens to be, he forgot to get the food. But it doesn't mean he doesn't love her. But in her mind, those two go together. So she says, do you take care of it? He says, yes, of course I'll take care of it. He's lying. He's not lying. He's saying a true message. I love you very much. But if the message is not true, I'd attack and don't love you, so then you can't, there's no head to be Mishan Ibn Asholim. Okay. He quotes the Sefer Chassidim that would be preferable not to. It's only Heter Allah Over, not Allah Osid. And that's the question. It's the makor for that. The more says there are certain things that you can change the story, storyline. So a person asks you, do you know certain knowledge, etc. Masechta. How many Masechta Shas have you finished? So you don't have to tell them the truth. Like, you know. Yeah, I finished Allah Shas 17 times. Yeah, how many times you finish Shas? Like, you know, none of your business. I never really finish Shas. You know, you did multiple times. The Nevis allows you to, you know, you're not mechuyev to say that. But Purya, according to one pshat, is the person's using my penchant to say the truth to intrude in my private life. What am I? You know, what are my relations with my wife like, etc. So it's none of your business. Yeah, but you have to tell me the truth. You can't lie to me. So so you're allowed to lie over there. Rishpiza, the more says, is that he comes for as a guest, and he's well taken care of. So people ask him, you know, as a guest, you know, so how'd it go? He says, he tells all the truth. So then everybody starts taking advantage of this individual because he's such a nice guy. So it's not proper to him. So you say, you know, it was okay. It wasn't great. Is it beset the Pesach Perek Zayin and Beshosh and Kara Agrippa Zamelech L'suchot L'osiz Yitzh Alech Ish Nachri? So the Morris is a wild story. Agrippa HaMelech was not really fit to be the king. He came from Beis Hashemnoi, which means that he came from Beis Hurdis, which they were avodim. But he was the person who kept the Torah. He got to the pasuk L'such Lecha Losses Lecha Ish Nachri. You can't make a king from somebody who's not a member of Klal Yisrael. So he said, "I saw Eagle and of the Morris." He started crying. Neishu Loi Hoyim Azari Yisrael. He was from Zera Avodim. Don't worry, you're a brother. So, I mean, we're under the circumstance over here that these kings could change at any moment to hate the Chachamim and destroy the Chachamim. So they said, don't worry, it's okay. But Chazal say, Rosh Hashanah, Nitzchayim Yisrael Kloyal Shechon Fula Agrifus. There were Yisrael of Lo Shechanifu of flattering him falsely. They couldn't tell him step down from the king, from the melucha, because you're not fit to be the king. That's not where they were able to do. But they could have sort of stepped away from it. So anytime a person will flatter somebody in a situation of aveira because he's scared of the consequences, and a chashal yira is a kadosh baruch, he's not worried about a kadosh baruch who's yira. That's the punishment. The Morris has a case where I don't know the exact details, but one of the Meroim was walking, one of the Tanoim was walking, and they see Reuben kill Shimon. And he turns to the Tana, he says, you know, did I do a good job? He says, yeah, great job. Yeah. Why do you say, no, it was a bad job that you killed him? He says, okay, I'll kill you too, you know. Okay. There's a fascinating marshal. The marshal says that the prohibition over here was not chanifus. The prohibition was because chanifus is not one of the mitzvahs that you're mechiv the argul bayaver. So they could have said, you know, they're worried about him, the consequences. They said, you know, it's okay. The problem here is falsifying Torah, and the chachamim, which are they are the depository of the Masar of Torah, say that he could be the king, but it's not. That's not true. And they're falsifying Torah, that you're mechuyav to give up your life for. So if an individual person, you know, yes, no, maybe, but the Chachamim, which are there, they are the ones who are responsible for the Masoros Torah, to present that this was okay, but it's not true, they're falsifying Torah, that they're mechuyav to give up their life. So Marshall understands that Gemara. You should judge him properly. Which means you should judge him l'chavzchus. The Morris says some extreme cases of how he judged. If on the opposite, if you're kosher, somebody who really is kosher and he didn't do it, you will be punished. I always pointed out that B'Sedet Yishon Misecha is a fascinating thing. How he translates B'Sedet Yishon Misecha? You should judge somebody. B'Sedet Yishon Misecha. You judge him correctly. The word Sedek means correctly. Chazal Darshan correctly means the chavzchus.
Right.
Why is it correctly the chavzchus? Correctly means whatever is correctly. Sometimes the chavchoyv is the correct thing. So Chazal understood that the correctly means that there are always so many more possibilities out there that you don't know about, that you're not really aware of. So the chavzchus means that is a truly correct way to judge, because you have no idea what the real reality is. Okay. A person who speaks secular speech for no purpose at all is over an asay pirish devar ganai v'kalas roish. It means doesn't mean that the person just like means a person speaking improperly, not respectfully. Shemar v'dibar tabom lo b'dibar metelim. V'abo mechalasay asay. So anything you're doing which you're wasting your time, you get involved in these conversations which are worthless. You're over an asay. We're trying to be like Hashem. Follow Hashem's ways. What does it mean? Hashem is merciful. You should be merciful. Chazal, you have a different drasha. Go in the ways of Hashem, follow Hashem's path. While the first Lord Summer, he's Thomas Bafulai Sabatomas Midas and Nikbodashi Turbahem Akanashernoi, and this is the Ramah. So we should follow Hashem's ways. So the Mishra Vaodya Sharba mitzvah Tirios Asivalav, there are many, many other constant mitzvahs. And his cars will call our selfish shukunark, which are the artist calls by shukunark. You must do some Amayan collective in Karma, you'll go through and you'll learn all of them. While the ones which are not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in some of the sefer, Man HaMitzvahs, Rambam HaSmag, VaChinuch, they're counted in the Svarim, which lists all of the mitzvahs, like the Rambam and the Smag and the Chinuch. Ubi Yosef, the sefer Charedim, and the one which does the most is called the Charedim. He gathered all of the Rishonim which were before him, and he was the second half of the 1400s. So everybody before him, he gathered all together and he wrote it up. He should learn these Sivrei Mitzvahs to know the Mitzvahs. But he said, if you know the Mitzvahs, you'll be able to fulfill them when the opportunity arises. So the Torah commands us, the worst it is to remember to do. If I don't know what the mitzvahs are, I can't remember them and do them. The Torah says, the worst it is to remind you of all of the mitzvahs, and then you should do the mitzvahs. So I need to know what the mitzvahs are. So the Chofetz Chaim says it's proper that a person... So the Chofetz Chaim actually wrote a sefer to address this issue. Sefer mitzvahs al-kotzer. All the mitzvahs which apply b'zman hazeh. So out of the 613 mitzvahs, only 271 apply nowadays. It's less than half. But he wrote a sefer to list all of them because he felt that it's important that a person really should memorize all the mitzvahs. And then when you look at your tzitzis, you should, go through, I have all the mitzvahs I need to do. Are any opportunities going to rise today? And see if I can do that. So by knowing the mitzvahs, looking at the tzitzis will remind you of those things. The kavanah of tzitzis is not actually Tzitzis Mitzrayim. We read the parsha of tzitzis because in the parsha of tzitzis it mentions Tzitzis Mitzrayim.